Blog Talk Radio.
To hear the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com
LBSmithProduction. All right, let's not go any further. Before I make sure I introduce these outstanding co-hosts that I have with us, we have two with us tonight so far. We hope the other two will join in kind of later, but we're very excited by having these two here. We have one of them that's been kind of out of the loop for a minute or two, but she's back here. Our millennium, the young lady that carried the tune of everybody under 30. She speaks strong about sport. We're so proud of her. Her name is Coach Lauren D. Smith.
Good evening, everybody. Please excuse my voice. I think I caught a summertime cold. But, yeah, I'm so excited to be back. I'm ready to go ahead and get it started. We got some great things to talk about tonight. I feel like I'm try to be defending myself tonight, but I'm always ready. Y'all know me, so let's go ahead and get it popping.
All right, make it happen. The millennials can make it happen. Oh, you know, this young man have to get that introduction. He's that one up in the north, the coach of the north. He's that young man that has that slogan, and he tells everybody, "Ain't no fun." When the rabbit got the gun and he have him on the run up in Huntsville, Alabama, none other than Tremaine Edwards, Coach Tremaine Edwards. How are you, sir?
How y'all doing tonight? Glad to be here. Lauren, glad you're back, baby. Glad you're back. Hot topics. And Dr. Smith, we
yes,
got to
sir,
add
yes,
some
sir.
Topics. We got to add some okay. topics. I got some topics
All
for
right.
you, Dr. Smith.
All right, we're going to add those topics. We got a log full of good things to talk. We've been off for 2 weeks, so we're ready to get at it again tonight. So we are very excited. The title of the night is, yes, NBA hottest summer. It's real hot. It's so hot in here. And we're going to talk a little bit. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Now, let me give you some Twitter accounts. If you want to tweet us, you can tweet us at Talking Sports P with the number one, or at Lorenza D. Smith. And for our co-host that's not here, that's the coach of the Alway, Darrell E. Train Elliott, we have at Elliott, ELLIOTDAYL with the number one. Then we have Tremaine Edwards. We've got at Tremaine Edwards, number seven. And then last but not least, in the form of our Twitter account. You can tweet her anytime. Our millennia. We have at KIWI_DONT_CRE. Kiwi_don't_care. So make sure you tweet us as well and share your thoughts. We're going to have some dynamic conversation tonight. So let's get ready. Let's make it happen. So be ready, my brothers, because we're about to get it started. All right, let's start off with our first topic in our coach's corner. LeBron Leon has signed with the Lakers. Was this a good move or not? And I want y'all to shout it out. And if you want to shout it out, you can call in 347-857-4192. So make sure you join in this conversation and talk with us. Let me hear from your co-host. What are your thoughts about LeBron with the Lakers?
Kick us off, Lauren.
Okay, let's go ahead. I've been waiting for this. Okay. I'm not really a LeBron fan, but I like the Lakers. So let's go. When speculation came about LeBron going to LA, I was really forward because I understood mentally why he wanted to go to LA. LA's young, talented, Showtime Lakers. It's an attraction. Even if he don't have the players, this is what people have to understand. LeBron is not gonna have what he had when he first got to Cleveland. No. I mean when the second time he came back to Cleveland, let's go ahead and say that. He doesn't have that. These guys are younger. They need a big brother. They need somebody to show them how to win. That's why I think the move was great for LeBron, so he can go show these young guys how to win. Another thing, LeBron is getting a little older. I give LeBron maybe 3 more years, and he's out the league. I don't see him playing 42, 43, 40. I don't see that. I see him, you know, getting his son in school on the West Coast, letting his son play some West Coast high school basketball, and get his son on the West Coast circuit, get his son to school, get his son to the NBA. I see LeBron mellowing down to be a real down-home family man. So the L.A. move to me, I love it. I think it's showing a more mature LeBron. He's not really concerned about winning anymore. He's more concerned about teaching. So I like the move. I don't really like LeBron, but I like him coming to the Lakers, growing our young Lakers.
All right.
Tremaine, that was speaking. Can y'all hear me very clearly over there?
We hear you very clear.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Dr. Smith, Lauren, y'all know how much of a Laker fan I am. You know, I came over with Kobe Bryant, and I stayed with him through the slum years. We've had a couple over these last few years. So now that we have the mega weapon, that's LeBron, the mega weapon, I feel like he can conquer anything with the Lakers now. I feel like he can make a untalented, not smart team better and develop them to be a championship team as he did in Cleveland. This year, Cleveland team, I didn't think had a chance with finishing fifth. They finished fifth in the West. I mean the East. Fifth in the East. They finished fifth and made a run and made it to the championship and was one play out of winning at least one game. And who knows what would have happened if they win that one game. It would have changed the whole series. But LeBron at the Lakers, key, and I know the pieces are coming. The pieces I thought were coming didn't come, but I think we will get something else in its place. But I'm very happy. I'm excited. I'm overlooking this whole football season. It's like we're not even studying football no more. We're waiting on the NBA to start up again, and it just ended. But I'm very excited with the Los Angeles Lakers right now and Magic Johnson.
And just to add my 3 or 4 cents into that, you know, I think it was a good move because when you think about those teams and his thirst to have a life after basketball, because you got to consider that at some point in your life that you might have to do something after basketball. He's already had his foundation. He already owns several houses in L.A. Going to Showtime and bringing Showtime back would kind of escalate and put him on another level. Now, he won't be on that level with Michael Jordan, but because he's a GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. Let's accept that. But he's inching closer to being ahead of everybody else, even though he don't have 5 championships like Kobe. But he'll come in, and it just was a shot of life. It's like when LeBron said that he was going to the Lakers, basketball stopped to the point to nothing else could be discussed on whatever sports network affiliate you was on, radio, television. All they could talk about was LeBron going to L.A. All they could talk about, Magic Johnson at 9:01, which is 12:01 on the East Coast time, but LeBron was out on the West Coast, 9:01. The door opened up. He walked in, and he talked for 3 or 4 hours. LeBron said he was going. What's your plan? And LeBron liked the plan. Now, let's get to this point. The next part of our topic and our discussion will be, who should go to the Lakers with LeBron? You know there are several players that already have signed these one-year contracts. Rajon Rondo, Lance Stevens, McGee and Caldwell, Paul Caldwell, however it is to take this Paul Caldwell, sign, re-sign. Who else they need to add to it? And y'all tell me what you think. You can call in 347-857-4192. We want to hear what you have to say as well. Push 1 and we'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to come on, and when you come on, bring it. But we want you to tell us who you are and your location. What do you got to say about that, host? What do you think about who should join LeBron at L.A.? Who should go to L.A. with LeBron? What star?
You start with Lauren, or you want me to bring it in?
I'm gonna go ahead and go ahead and tell y'all what I think. Everybody gonna be mad. Right. Nobody need to go with LeBron. Not a soul. Nobody need to go. See, a couple last year we kept having super team. And the Warriors are super team. I don't want to hit it. I don't want to hit it. Now, if you get Kawhi with LeBron and they end up, you know, ending up in the Western Conference Finals, now it's going to be LeBron, whatever that's called, a super team. No, let LeBron stay where he is. Don't bring nobody else unless they are young. When I say young, I'm talking about in the 10, 17, or 18 draft. That's young. I'm not talking about Kawhi, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, anybody else. Bring some more young boys because LeBron is trying to teach. Let LeBron teach. It don't need to be but one teacher in the room. You can have a sub come in, but only one teacher need to be up teaching. Don't bring nobody else with him. Let him do what he's doing, and let's go. I think it's fine how it is. These young guys are going to blossom and bloom, and it's going to be okay.
Tremaine that was speaking here. I agree totally with Lauren right there, but I still think we need one initial piece. I think that piece will be here before the end of the season, probably around All-Star break. I think Anthony Davis will be a key fit into the Lakers right now. Even though we have a guy imitating him with the kid that just came from Michigan, Wagner. Ortiz Wagner. He's a great addition. He can shoot the three. He's tough. And that's one thing the Lakers have, and that's why I agree totally with Lauren right there. We are tough. When you have at least, I say, five people that are defensive-minded. LeBron will play defense this year. Rajon Rondo will play defense this year. Caldwell Pope will play defense this year. Lance Stevenson will play defense this year, and JaVale McGee will block shots and rebound this year, which is a defensive attribute that we need. So I think they're approaching the NBA at another level as far as defensive minded instead of trying to match scoring. I don't think anyone can match scoring with the Golden State Warriors. So with them going defensive minded like this, that's telling me that somebody's pulling the strings. And they're trying to figure out how to slow the Warriors down instead of outscoring them. And that's the right agenda. Now, one thing that Houston Rockets had, they wrote the blueprint to beating the Warriors. Now, it comes with IQ, ball control, and playing defense. You're not going to outscore them. You're not going to outscore them. That's all I got, Dr. Smith.
And just to kind of add a little bit to that, we could just say the ultimate goal of Magic was to put a team around LeBron was going to play defense. And one of the things that as both of the co-hosts have said, as Coach Smith as well as Coach Edwards, Houston was up in their chest. Houston took a lot of the stuff away from Golden State to the point Golden State had kind of lost it. And we said CP3 hadn't got hurt, we never know what happened. But what I like about that is that you brought in Lance Stevens, and you can look and laugh at this, blow in LeBron's ear. I had never seen him blow it in his ear. Let him know I ain't scared of you, I can play with you, I'll get up in your chest. That'll be somebody all up in Kevin Durant's chest. Then you brought Rondo. Rondo going to be all up in our point guard. Just remember, shooting 34-35, Stephen Curry. He's going to be all up in his chest. Got Pope. He's going to be all up in Klay Thompson. And we can kind of work with that. Maybe LeBron can check, go down to the low post and check the fellow that causes confusion all the time.
Draymond Green.
Yeah. Draymond Green, talking about, get up in their chest. They don't like that. They don't like to be touched. When you up in their chest, they don't be shooting those. Their percentage is going to go down tremendously, and I want everybody to hear what I'm saying. Their percentage of shooting them threes is going to go down because you already know they pull up 34. When they get the ball, you get up in their chest, and you ride them like a hog. And Lance Stevens ain't scared of nobody. Them Rough Riders. Rondo the Rough Rider. And that opened the door for those young players to kind of contribute. Now, I'm going to tell you, I kind of like, I don't know what we're going to do with ball now. I mean, I don't know. Some guys are talking about keeping, but I don't know. I don't know how much. He's tough. He can't shoot, but he can shoot as well enough to be where he is. But I don't know if there's going to be a place for him out there. Whether you said Rondo old or not, but Rondo is tough and he can handle that ball. I like the fit, but I do also believe that needs to be another star coming in there. And one more player, whether it's Leonard, and it ain't Leonard, whether it's Damian Lillard, it ain't him, whoever it is, but they need another one in there. Not Carmelo Anthony, I can tell you that, but he can go on down to the Rockets. He can go on over there to Heat, go where he need to go. I don't have no problem with that, but I look at it that way. And if you have any thoughts about it, please call in. Take time to call in. And the number is 347-857-4192. So there we go. LeBron is at the Lakers. Everybody's happy. But with LeBron being the Lakers for the last 4 or 5 years have made the playoffs. If LeBron is that automatic, will get you in the playoffs. Which one of those teams out of the West is going to be left out of the playoffs? Since the Lakers had LeBron, which one of those teams is going to be left out of the playoffs? Because LeBron is at the Lakers. Because the Lakers are going to replace them. Where it is, I don't know. And we'll talk about LA. What you think about it, Cole? Which one of the teams is going to be left out?
Pelicans.
He said the Pelicans are going to be left out. Okay, well, the Pelicans. Could be one of them left out. Coach Smith, who you think will be left out called LeBron and them Lakers? Because he can get you to the playoffs now. He can get you 47-50 games. Who's going to be left out? One vote is the Pelicans. Okay.
Pelicans? So people probably ain't going to like when I say this.
Spurs.
I don't see. Yeah, the Spurs. I got to leave. The Spurs. I don't think the Trailblazers is going to make it. We all know the Clippers ain't making it. The West gonna be. Now I'm gonna tell you somebody who will make it.
Okay.
I think the Phoenix Suns gonna make it. The Denver Nuggets gonna make it. Young team Memphis will probably be back in the Western in the playoffs on the West. It's a lot of teams that drafted well that I think they drafted good pieces. So now don't leave the Kings out, the Sacramento Kings sliding in at 8 now. Kings can slide in at 8. I can see that.
Well, we're looking at 4 or 5 teams that maybe this year may not be in there because you got we know the Lakers gonna slide in there, one of those slides. Now the question I want you all to share with our listeners, where do you think they're gonna go in? How high can they go? Can they go? I'm talking about the Lakers when they come in. Are they going to be the 18 or they can be the 4 for 15? See, the 4 for 8.
Tremaine, that was speaking here. Dr. Smith, that's a real touchy subject right there. Being that we're in the summer months and teams are not assembled yet, but we don't know what to expect. I think the Minnesota Timberwolves might have a breakout year to be a great team. But looking at the Houston Rockets, at the pieces they're getting, there's a big out there that's $100 million bid. That's what he says. And he's not on anyone's team. And if he doesn't get on the Rockets team, they're in trouble. So that drops them from a 3-4 seed to a 7-8 seed without a Capella because they have no inside presence. The Oklahoma City Thunder will be in contention. I don't think they get any higher than a 5-6 seed. They won't get any higher than that. They still do not have enough pieces to compete high caliber in the West. The Lakers will be in the top four. I'm going to get in the top four category. But it's a lot of pieces with Golden State. I think they'll be intact. Houston, depending on what happens. The Lakers might slide up in the top three. It's just depending on how the West fizzles out. We got guys like Jimmy Butler trying to get to the East. I mean, why did you come over to the West then? You should have stayed over there in Chicago. I mean, you running from LeBron. That's what it seemed like to me. Everywhere he goes, you're trying to get away from it because you're trying not to go through him. But it depends. It's still early right now. But I mean, like I tell Laker fans, man, we have to make a weapon now. This guy's a mega weapon. He's going to make other guys better on the team with him. And we're going to roll. We finna roll. We finna roll. That's all I got, Dr. Smith.
Go ahead, Coach.
Coach Edwards said, what did he say? Top four? I'm going to get him top six. And I'm going to say this because as we saw last year, Boston's supposed to be, what, 1-2, first game of the season, boom, Boston's, in my opinion, that was it. Boston's over in every, my opinion, and then Kyrie got hurt. So without injuries, I see them at six. So with injuries, I see them at eight. But like I just said, don't sleep on the Phoenix Suns. Don't sleep on the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets was tough. They were tough last year. They were just, in my opinion, just a little too young. So don't sleep on them. He said the Thunder. I'm sorry. I don't think that Westbrook and Paul George combination worked. I really don't. So I see them like seven, barely making it. Probably getting put out first round. I don't think it worked. It's either them two or it's Billy Donovan. It's somebody. It has to be one of the two. So, but the Lakers, I see them at six. No, six.
Okay. And that's great expertise, great thoughts about it, and that's what we're thinking. Share your thoughts. Call in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to jump in with the conversation, share your thoughts by giving your name and your location. All right, now we see the Lakers moving into one of the top six spots, or possibly we know they've been one of the top eight spots in the playoff with the addition of LeBron. All right, one of the main talks for the last two or three weeks, a hot topic, was Kawhi Leonard. I want to go to the Lakers. I just don't want to be here anymore. My question is, to get Kawhi Leonard, I already got a feeling what y'all are going to say, but I want y'all to still share your thoughts and also the listeners call in. Should the Laker empty its access to get Kawhi Leonard? Should they give up Kuzma? Should they give up, well, they don't want Ball, so he ain't going to be a part of the trade. Josh Hart, give up Brandon Ingram to get Kawhi Leonard and a couple of first-round draft choice. Let me hear what you have to say. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Call and add your thoughts on this end. But, co-host, what do y'all think about Kawhi Leonard? Should the Lakers, since he want to come to the Lakers, empty all their pieces, their young pieces, to get Kawhi Leonard?
Tremaine, that was speaking here. No, sir, I would not empty my pieces to get Kawhi. Right now, the Spurs are just being greedy right now. If I give you two pieces, which is they were talking about Brandon. What's my guy name? Lord?
Ingram.
Brandon Ingram. Kuzma. And that is a
Josh Hart.
And that's too much, Dr. Smith. I'm not giving you Josh Hart because Josh Hart is an up and coming guard. To me, Josh Hart is playing right now on a whole nother level. I think he's better than Lonzo right now. He's really looking good. He's getting the team where he's supposed to be, and he's by himself this summer, and we're still rolling. Because as we've seen, Mo Wagner is taking out of summer league. Now he had a knee injury last night or today one. But I'm not depleting my roster like that. Now, when we were trying to do it, they weren't trying to talk. When we were finna do that, now we're talking about keeping our guys, and they trying to deplete our whole roster and take picks. I mean, you talk about three up-and-coming athletes with Brandon Ingram, Kuzma, Hart, and two picks, a 2019 pick, first-round pick, and a 2020 second-round pick. I mean, that's too much there, Dr. Smith. So if it's up to me, I'm gonna stay solid because we got to understand this, Dr. Smith. Kawhi Leonard is still not proven. He hasn't came off the injury yet, and I'm a firm believer in that. When guys get drastic injuries like that, a torn pet tore or torn shoulder muscle and stuff, they don't come back the same way. I mean, remember that Warriors fan out there. I know we got some listeners on. Remember that guys that have major injuries like that, they never come back the same way. That's all I got, Dr. Smith.
All right, that's all right then. That's awesome. That's some good discussion right there. Coach Smith, you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, like Coach Edwards said, the Spurs were just being greedy. And I heard a lot of people saying that, you know, Kawhi Leonard was selfish. Why wouldn't you want to stay with the Spurs? Why the man done won a championship already? He's done what Russell Westbrook has done, Paul George has done, DeMarcus Cousins hasn't done, Jimmy Butler. He's done with your favorite athlete, Carmelo Anthony. He's done what they have not done. So if that man said he's unhappy somewhere, let him go. But listen to me, Magic Johnson, if you're listening to this, and I know you're not, but I'm just saying, do not give up Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Kyle Kuzma, but like Coach Edwards said, somebody who we're unsure of. You're getting them three pieces to possibly get nothing back in return. Now, granted, you're going to get up young guys. You can say Kawhi's young. Kawhi's not that young, in my opinion. He didn't come out the draft 2 or 3 years ago. He's not that young. So I wouldn't give up young guys for an old guy. Not like that. Not when the future is uncertain. Just like Coach Edwards said, for the, you know, us Warriors fans out there, DeMarcus Cousins, we was excited for DeMarcus Cousins, but coming off an Achilles injury, that's at his size, that's going to be, we going to have to, you know, bear with him because it's not going to be like the boogie we had in Camino or the boogie you had down in New Orleans. This is going to be a new boogie. It's not going to be the same, in my opinion, physical boogie because Achilles injury is nothing to play with, you know. So to come back from that and be as dominant as he once was is not going to happen. Same thing with Kawhi. To come back from that, it's not going to happen. So, Laker fans, be careful what you ask for. That's probably not what you want. You think you want it, but it's probably not what you want. I think you should stay with the young guys, just develop them, and you kind of let Kawhi go to the Clippers. He won't go to L.A. so bad. Let him go to the Clippers and just deal with that.
And, And one of the other things I think is important when we do look at the situation with Leonard, you know how it got to this point and the point of his teammates questioning whether or not he was injured as bad as he injured. Now, we got to consider that because as Tony Parker said, I had the same injury and I was worse than he was, and I was able to come back. I felt like Kawhi could have came back. I think he could have come back last year. He has a point to prove. He wants to be traded. He wants to be out of L.A., be out of San Antonio. He wants to go to L.A. I think he's going to be able to play. The point is, he just don't want to play for San Antonio. He wants to play for L.A., so I don't think it is the biggest problem here. Everybody a lot of people, even coach holders, y'all can share that thought, but even some of the talking here, I don't really think it is. I think it is this attitude that he do not want to play for the Spurs. He do not want to play for the Spurs. But On the other side, I see it this way for L.A. I would take two superstars, two of the three best players in the world on my team with the people like Rondo, the people like Lance Stevens, the people like, yeah, you fight to keep Kuzma, you fight to keep Wagner, you're going to have, and you already got rid of Brook Lopez, and you got McGee. I would love to have that combination out on the floor because I don't think any other team could play with that combination. No way possible. So the point is to give up Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and a first-round pick in 19, a first-round pick in 20, to get a Kawhi Leonard. I don't think they'll have to give up that much. I don't think they have to give up that much because San Antonio's getting into a situation now. They can't keep him on the team because he told you he don't want to play for you. So you can't. He's a bad, bad apple now. I don't care what people say. He ain't no good. I would trade him and wait until the last possible time. And the Lakers say, I'm going to wait you out. Instead of me getting up all those players, I'm going to wait you out. And I think it is going to be a trade. Now, Ingram and Hart going to be in a trade. We accept that. They're out of there. They'll probably give up a probably 20. But they're going to get Kawhi Leonard. That's my thinking. And I don't think his injury got a whole lot to do with him being able to perform next year. He just don't want to play for the Spurs. And I think he's well enough to play. But I love to have him with LeBron. If I'm going to get another star, that's a whole different ball game over in the West. I don't care if it's Golden State. That's a problem right there for Golden State. You got Pocono guys out there on the floor with the Lance Stevens, with the Rondo. Man, that's experience and that's some beat up basketball. I love that good defense out of five players. Now that's what I think in regards to that. So I think the Lakers are just waiting them out. They want him, but they're gonna wait San Antonio out and show that San Antonio can't wait no longer. I think in the next two weeks or so, that's gonna be something happening. Something is going to be happening in regards to that. And unfortunately, some of the young guys had to go because they had to wait for the next draft to get another young one. Sometimes that's the way it goes, a trade for somebody else. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that. But if you want to be a part of this conversation, share your thoughts, you can call in 347-857-4192. So we'll look to see what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. All right, let's talk about a little Boogie Cousins. Lauren brought that up about Boogie Cousins and his injury. Boogie Cousins' injury is a serious injury. If anybody don't know about an Achilles tendon, that's the back part of it, right there between your heel and the top part of your muscle, the long extended part of your muscle. And if it's torn, you can't push off, you can't jump, you can't do anything. Boogie Cousins will only do a minimum amount of work for Golden State. They don't need Boogie Cousins, but he needs to get him a championship. He needs to get back and get the league. The best I can see, he get is 60-70%, and that's playoff time. Tell me what you think, team. Tell me what you think about Boogie Cousins and what impact he'll have for the Warriors this season. Because they only have one season, but I don't think they'll sign up for the second. He ain't going to sign for the second season. Tell me what you think, Boogie Cousins.
Tremaine that was here speaking. Dr. Smith, dealing with injuries of this magnitude really does a deal on a athlete that is 6'10", 6'11", 260, 270 pounds, probably more than that when he's wet, sweating. But I don't see it. With the pace that the Warriors play, I don't see how he can help them. And, you know, people, you know, talk about he averages 25-12. Those numbers will go down drastically to this year. Even if he was healthy, he wouldn't score 25-12 points. Boogie Cousins would come in as at least the fourth option. He would be the fourth option on his team. I doubt they start him when he's healthy or whenever he's healthy because they just don't play like that. People don't notice the Warriors' bigs are young, energetic guys. I mean, they're young, energetic guys. You had the guy come from Oregon, come straight there and play. You had Looney come straight from college and playing. But they are energetic guys. I just need you to jump. I need you to dunk the ball. I need you to catch the alley-oop. And all those pieces right there, Boogie Cousins doesn't do well. Boogie Cousins doesn't finish over the rim well. He's not an athletic center. He doesn't run the floor well. It is pieces like that. The Warriors are the fastest offense in the NBA, the fastest offense. Y'all know who's second, right? I'm going to ask both of my Smiths that question. Y'all know who has the second fastest offense in the NBA?
The Lakers?
It's the Lakers, exactly. The Lakers, without LeBron James. I mean, I don't see it, Dr. Smith. The magnitude of a Achilles injury. You know, I had two ACL surgeries, and I've been slowed down drastically, and that's an ACL. So I can only imagine an Achilles injury. One, and I'm 6'11", close to 300 pounds. That's all I got, Dr. Smith.
Awesome.
Guess it's my turn, huh? Yeah.
Yes, it's your turn. All right then.
So I love Boogie. Probably one of my favorite players in the NBA as a big man right now. The aggressiveness he plays it. So you're not gonna get that same Boogie Cousin that you once got. The explosiveness is not gonna be there. And you can tell me it is, and I'm literally with my own eyes watching someone that's coming back from Achilles tendon, who I thought was an explosive player or explosive athlete, and they're not that anymore. So you can make up this fantasy in your mind, us Warriors fans, that's what I'm talking to right now, that we're going to win 70-some games again with Boogie Cousins. We're not. If anything, this might slow our game down a little bit. We have to have faith when it comes to Boogie and that Achilles tendon, and if it can hold up. Now, it's another thing. Everybody said, well, why would he sign with the Lakers for $5 million? The Warriors for $5 million. Well, nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted Boogie. They did not want to touch
exactly.
The Achilles. They didn't want to touch the attitude. The NBA don't like bully kind of guys. So they don't like Draymond Green. They don't like Rajon Rondo. They don't like guys like that. Guys that's in your face, guys talking to you, guys calling you out, telling you that you ain't what you say you are. They don't like that. So you got a guy, Boogie Cousins, probably holds Draymond Green has the most takes, Boogie has the second most. They don't want guys like that. Come with too much drama, too much baggage. So that's why he signed with the Warriors. I think it's a good move. I tell people this all the time. In my opinion, you get 5 good years in the NBA. I'm not saying you have 5 years to play. I say you have 5 good years. Boogie might be on his 4th good year without a ring. So now you got to take into account, I ain't won a ring yet. I've been playing, 5 or 6 years. I ain't won a ring yet. Let me try to hop and win me a ring. I already had this Achilles injury. I'm already used up and damaged goods. Let me go ahead and win a ring. And I can probably retire in about 3 or 4 years if this ankle can't hold up. So we got to look at it like that. Don't look at it like they're trying to build a super team. You got to look at it like you only really get 5 good years. Look at Derrick Rose. I didn't think Derrick Rose got 5 good years. Look at Penny Hardaway. I don't think Penny got 5 good years. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta, as fans, we gotta look at that and take that into account. But Boogie ain't gonna be the same. If he plays, the Warriors not gonna be the same. Fast up and down the court. Warriors gonna have to slow down a little bit. But we'll see in October how it turns out.
Well, that's exactly what we're gonna look and see, and we want you to do the same. We want you to also call in 347-857-4192. Let's kind of leave the floor open, and Coach Elkwood had a couple of things, even though we have a log of things to talk about, but he had a couple of things he wanted to share. Now, we got some things we're going to talk about in NCAA sports as well as what's trending. But, Coach Elkwood, you had a topic or two that you wanted to kind of let us share some thoughts about and give our expertise, as well as you as a listener. You can be a caller. Call in to 347-857-4192. Coach Edwards, Can you share that?
Yes, sir.
Those topics, those hot topics. Yes, sir. It's on you.
Okay,
now.
Hot topic. I'm gonna be the host right quick, Dr. Smith. I'm finna ask you a couple questions.
Yes, Dr. Smith,
what do you think about Adarius Cowan being kicked off the Alabama football team?
Let me say, sometimes you have to understand a person's background to kind of know what why they do some things. First of all, if you remember, and I do, Vandarius Cowan is from South Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, sir.
Look, he got kicked off his high school team his senior year.
Yes, sir.
For being disrespectful to the coach, to the point where he was at the fence talking to his family during the game, and the coach told him to come back, and he told the coach, F you. They kicked him off the team. Alabama gave him a chance to come up here and do better. They've been doing real well. He's with a championship team. He got good things going, but you go out and do something like punch somebody or knock somebody out in a little bar when everything seemed like it was kind of quiet. And normally, this is not normal for Nick Saban, because Nick Saban will give him a second chance. He will always say, we'll handle it in-house. So this had to be serious enough that they send them away from him. Now, the talk lately has been, well, it's like last year, we lost another linebacker. Terrell Lewis got hurt, lost another linebacker. You know what? That's why you recruit. That's why you fit them in. Make your big fat Ben Davis, and I won't be talking disrespecting him, but Ben Davis now got a chance to step up and play a little bit more. Or you got those other people that's over there. Jennings coming off, Jennings coming off his injury, have a chance to now get back in there. So I don't even, at this point, even worry about losing Cowan, because he's just one of the pigs. He's part of that picture. I don't even worry about Lewis, because Lewis started off, got hurt, came back in, hurt. So the point is, he really just got injury prone for some reason. So the point is, how it's going to affect that defense, I don't know how. I don't think the biggest problem with the player is with the defensive coordinator, because I watched him in the spring game, and I was surprised Nick Saban allowed him to do as much blitzing and love and much stuff they was doing in the spring game. I was so surprised by that. They were sending people in the spring. They was playing a little different spring game. I know he was trying to prove himself, but he wasn't really proving himself. That's where the suspect would be on the defense. I don't think it was going to be the players, another player. I think it was going to be more or less that defensive coordinator. That just because he's younger, he's kind of happy-go-lucky, and sometimes Nick Saban is not happy-go-lucky. He don't want to put his team in too bad of a situation. That's why I keep everybody thinking. Nick, think like he thinks. He didn't get 12 years and 5-6 championships going out there taking chances. He relied on his defense. Yes, he's going to be the defensive coordinator. However, Nick Saban's going to have a hand, because in the past, all of his defensive coordinators have been basically what? Defensive back coaches.
Yes, sir.
That's because he had his hand on them. So this is a linebacker coach. So the point is, Nick Saban will play a major part in this defense. So in looking at that situation, it's been the talk, but I don't think it's going to be a big talk about the linebacker problem. It's not going to be a problem. Man. I don't believe it. It's just going to be somebody had to step up anyway. So now you got a chance. You got from July, August, to step up. You got a chance to prove you want to play. You 5-star. Ain't they got all the 5-stars? This ain't in the regular season now. Before, that was in the season. Now they can get ready. So that's my thought on Cowan as well as Lewis, losing Lewis. So that's what I think about that in regards to University of Alabama, which is a Power 5. Yes, sir.
Dr. Smith, also, do you think the injuries will play a key part in the defense this year? Or will they just plug in that piece?
I don't think the injuries are going to play a bigger part than everybody thinks. I still think the immaturity of the defensive coordinator is going to play a bigger part than the injuries. That's what we overlooking. Everybody think you can plug players in better. You can plug defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators in. That's what people keep forgetting. Everybody else had some form of experience and a lot of success as this defensive coordinator. You know, this young man, he's been working and learning and trying to get that. So that's where your inexperience going. That's why your defense is going. If it falls off a little bit, it's not because players been injured. It's because of some calls when you get in that down and distance situation that he's never been in before. He's never been in this kind of high intense thing. That's what I think about in regards to that defense. But I don't think injuries have a whole lot. It's not going to cause much of it because you got plenty of time to offset anybody getting hurt now in July. Anybody getting kicked off the team, you can offset those guys because Nick Saban play inside out. You have some of them playing that play inside, play on the outside. You have some on the outside, play the inside. So the point is, they're interchangeable, especially with their linebackers. Okay? That's my thought on that right there. We want you to join in, too, and call 347-857-4192. For the coach.
I'm gone, bye.
Go ahead, Dr. Smith.
Okay, that'll work. Coach Smith, you got any thoughts you want to add to that?
I just want to say one thing. Can't save everybody. What we say around here? You can take the boy out of the hood. Can't save the hood out of the boy.
Out the boy. You're
and
right, Coach.
Some folks just got to let go. And I've heard a lot of stuff about him. This wasn't his first run-in. That's what people don't understand. This wasn't his first run-in. He's gotten in a little bit of trouble, and he's been put on what I don't want to tell about business, but he's been given opportunities to right his wrong. And the way we live in now, you know, he got to go. That got to be gone. And good job, Nick Saban. Let's not worry about what we don't have and try to, you know, focus on what we do have. So that's all I got to say about that.
That's awesome and awesome. Okay, since we were talking about college football, let's jump on maybe one topic before we get ready to kind of close it out because I know we had a lot of topics, but, you know, we always can push something next week because we're still going to be talking about free agents next week. All right. Two topics. Which coaches will be on the hot seat in 2018. Which NCAA Power 5 coaches will be on the hot seat for 2018 football season? Let me hear your thoughts.
Tremaine Edwards speaking here. Number one, Harbaugh at Michigan. He will be on the hot seat if he doesn't do anything. We got a few Michigan fans listening. I know they're listening. But Harbaugh will be on the hot seat. Old Jerome will be on the hot seat. If Old Jerome doesn't do anything at LSU right now, he will be out of there. And the last one, this one's going to be kind of crazy now, but Gus Malzahn, man, I still think he's in the fire, even though he made an appearance at a SEC championship last year. If he has a subpar season, they're going to want his neck, Dr. Smith. Those are my three coaches right there.
And keep in mind, now he also, when he signed an extension of $7 million a year, if they get rid of him, they got to pay him $31 million. So his Auburn got money like that. So I think they're in for the long haul. But they're going to – and I think they're waiting for Nick Saban to go home. If he retired in, Gus would be in line because he's been around long enough for Auburn to be the program. But, you know, the point is, they got to pay him $31 million if they get rid of him. So I think he worked the deal out good for him. So Gus is not as hot as Harbaugh and Orgeron over at LSU. I think they're very hot. Lauren, tell me exactly who you think on the hot seat.
Okay, I probably already said this, Notre Dame coach. Jim Kelly's out the door. I think us Notre Dame fans are really getting tired of having what we call wish upon a star seasons, where we're wishing upon a star that we make it at least into the top six, top seven at the end of the season. I'm tired of watching it. So that's one out the door. Gus Malzahn, obvious out the door. He must win. He must win. And I'm going to say another coach here. A lot of people say, well, this is not a football school. Well, apparently there are no sports school. Vanderbilt, I'm sorry. Like, you're in the SEC, man. Y'all need to do something better. They have the athletes. I've seen Vanderbilt play. They have the athletes. I do not think it's the athletes. I think it's the coaches. So I got Notre Dame hot seat, Auburn hot seat, Vandy hot seat.
Okay. And I kind of agree with you all in regards to Michigan. Coach Edwards said it. Notre Dame, I think he really has to do a whole lot. Brian Kelly has to do a whole lot because he slipped a little bit out of it last year, but he got some real tough games even started off. So those are two schools that are really going to be really – we're going to keep an eye out for the start of this season. All right, let's look at one more topic, and this is dealing with the first weekend. The topic is what curveball will be thrown in the first week. Now, curveball means something going to be different. Something going to happen, going to shake up the whole season. What curveball will be thrown in the week one to upset the norm of the season, the upcoming season? What curveball? And we can share our thoughts on that right quick, and we'll get ready to kind of close it down with and we'll jump on it again next week.
I go and hit my three right quick, Dr. Smith. Alabama will blow out Louisville. I'm gonna go by 40 plus Alabama, okay. Louisville. Auburn will be in the fight of their lives this first game. They're playing Washington in Atlanta. I think it comes down to the end. It can go yay or nay for Auburn.
Okay.
I just have to see what their offense looks like. Okay, curveball. It's week two, though, Dr. Smith. I'm going with South Carolina over Georgia.
Oh, that's a curveball. Woo, that's a curveball, my man. Hey, join this talk, 347-857-4192. You heard it was. That's a major curveball right there. There we go, coach. That's what we need. That's what we're going to be looking for. You can join in, as I just gave you the number, 347-857-4192. All right, then. Coach Smith, tell me what you think about the curveball that first weekend of college football.
Curveball, first weekend college football, Notre Dame loses. They everybody have Notre Dame winning, Notre Dame loses. Coach Edwards just said something about Auburn, and I'm going to go ahead and say this because everybody thinks this D-line is going to be just awesome, just amazing. Curveball, they won't be. They will not be. Their defense will not live up to what people think they will. I don't see it. I'm sorry. I don't know. Y'all must be watching something else. I've seen Auburn play. I don't have faith in nothing they do. They always let me down. So, no, that's my curveball. The defense will not perform as we thought they would.
Awesome. And I'm going to jump on a little this historical black college. And I think it's going to be a curveball because if this team wins, they got a good chance to have, I think, with the tough schedule, have a chance to have a good season at the Labor Day Classic, I believe. This curveball is where Tuskegee come in there, as we know, will be the favorite and the home team, too. If Alabama State did win this game, I think they got a chance to have a 7-4 or possibly 8-3. That game is going to be so big for them. It was big last year. Just remember what happened last year. When they lost that first game, when they had a chance, they thought those players quit on him. Even on the schedule, one that's tough coming. They had Troy, they had Kennesaw State, then everything mellowed out. This year they got Auburn, Kennesaw State, and South Alabama. Those are not given, but we know Auburn will beat them. South Alabama will beat them, and Kennesaw have shown they'll beat them. So the point is, they got to get one of those in there. They can get it, but they need to get that first one. So the curveball is ASU whipping Tuskegee to lead to a 7-4 season. Y'all heard me say that. 7-4 season means they got a chance to get to the championship game. That's what I believe. That's my curveball, and I'm going to go with it. And ain't nothing nobody can do about it. That's my thought. We love you that you joined us tonight. We appreciate you. It's been an awesome night. We have a lot of topics that we could have covered, but we're going to kind of close it out tonight. And next week, we're going to jump right on those topics. It's still hot summer. NBA, NCAA hot summer, sports hot summer. So what we want you to do, make sure you join us next week at the same time, 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Coach Edwards and Coach Smith, we want you to close it out, and the best way you can close it out, then I'll close it out for good. And Coach Edwards wanted to know about that song. He said, won't he do it? Won't he do it? We'll hear it again when we close it out. We don't own the rights to that music, but we're going to play it so you can enjoy it. Coach
Everett,
close it out how you see best.
Dr. Smith-Lauren, it was great being here with you guys tonight. I'm already ready for next Wednesday. I wish we could just fast forward to next Wednesday. Ready for the topics, ready for pieces, new information that's going to hit us before next Wednesday. Y'all have a good night, fans. Good night.
This is Coach Lawrence signing out. Everybody have a safe, sane, and sober weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Can't wait to get back to you next week. I had a lot of fun. I'm glad to be back. Let's keep it going. Y'all have a good weekend.
Awesome. And we do appreciate both our two co-hosts that was here tonight. The other two was not here, but we know our prayers are with them, that they would love to have been here, but things are going on, and they couldn't be. And that's Coach Tony Stallworth and Coach of the Airways, Darrell E-Train Elliott. All right, I wanted to kind of bought us to Friday. On Friday at 4 o'clock, we're planning on being here live, Facebook, Instagram, and also Blog Talk Radio, talking about the hottest topic that happened this week and what may happen tomorrow, even to Friday up to 4 o'clock. Join us on Ballin' with the Doc, 347-857-4192. It's a call-in number. That's 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It'll be Blog Talk Radio, so you can join us on Ballin' with the Doc. We'll see you on Monday in regards to that. I'm sorry, on Friday. That's Friday at 4 o'clock Central Standard. Then on Monday, I was trying to get in there. We'll be at it again, talking real to you. That's talking real with the number 2, Y-O-U. And we'll be coming at you 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's every other Monday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to talking with you. So join us on Friday as well as Monday. And every hour before the show, we'll be, each one of the shows we have at 3 o'clock, we'll do a little talking in regards to Facebook Live, Instagram Live. You can talk with us. Then come back as well on Monday at 7 o'clock. We'll do our Facebook Live and Instagram. You can call in and you can message me. You share some thoughts on our email, which is Talking Sports Plus, Talking Real to You at gmail.com. And you can talk with us. We look forward to talking with you on Friday as well as Monday. And then we want to also share something to you. Coming up in August, on August the 4th, we're going to have a milestone celebration at Brand's Wing at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Come have some fun with the milestone of Lauren, our co-host, Coach Lauren Smith. She's heading off to grad school, and we want to celebrate with her, Alabama A&M University. Also, our co-host, Coach Tony Stallworth, will retire on the 31st of July, and we're going to celebrate his retirement. And the few milestones this show is having with myself as one of my co-hosts, with Dale E., Tremaine Edwards, as well as Dr. Olivia E. Smith, our special expert guest, a guest expert that comes on Monday night. We're going to be at Brand's Ring, all these milestones, we're going to celebrate. So join us. Now, again, Friday, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, but we'll be on at 3 o'clock introducing promo up to that time on Baller with the Doc. Then on Monday at 7 o'clock, we're gonna have Facebook Live as well as Instagram Live, and we'll get ready for a Talking Real to You show hosted by myself, Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, and Lauren D. Smith as the co-host, owner, father, and daughter, Blog Talk Show radio team in the country. Our special guest expert is Dr. Olivia D. Smith, and then, Olivia E. Smith, E as Elaine Smith. We're going to make sure we get it right. Then we'll come back again on next Wednesday with the hot topics on Talking Sports Club. Have an awesome night. Let's ask the co-host, Coach Tony Stallworth, said, take the night. Don't let the night take. He always said day, but take the night and don't let the night take you. Also, hashtag keep on grinding. And you know, one of the things we're going to end the show in, hashtag do it the Smith way. It's hashtag the Smith way. Have an awesome night. And as we're going to say, won't he do it? Yes, he will. He will do it. So you have an awesome night. And we will talk with you on Friday. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Great night. Love you.
Nobody stopping my side. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but under Jesus on my side. So bad I thought of a die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got lots of time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So he gon' step in and make it alright. The high.